Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. Well, look out, darlings. I want you to hold on to your seats and your shotgun, honey. It is Thirsty Thursday. Do you have your drink in your hand? You need to have your drink in your hand for this particular show. You really do. You need to have your drink in your hand, darling. I will get to that in a minute. Hold on. Hold on, my lovelies. Hold on, my lovelies. Listen. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's a little chilly out today, mostly clear. It's 35 degrees. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Happy birthday, little brother. Happy birthday, honey. Listen, it's 7:30 degrees. It's 7:30 on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on, come on. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors in stock. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Jagalaka. Bobo, yeah. He's the hardest working man I ever did see. Listen. He is pushing that Gumba Rum all over the place. All up and down Boston, my darling. Listen, it is the smoothest rum in Boston. Let me tell y'all something. And for this show, you might need you a drink. You're going to need a drink. You will need you a little sip of Gumba Rum or whatever you got going on. And let me tell you something. Right now, Gumba Rum is available everywhere. Listen, you can go to CWSpirits.com, and order a bottle of Gumba Rum. You can get the vanilla or the coconut. All 50 states, my darling, you can order it online right now. And use the code, use the discount code, BASIC, B-A-S-I-C, B-A-S-I-C, BASIC. All right, now, before I get into the good stuff, I want you guys to do me a favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, this particular show, you know, this came up because y'all may know and you may not know. I love me some Gunsmoke. I'm going to say this. I'm going to get to the music in just a moment. I love watching Gunsmoke pretty much every day. I'm a lady. I love stuff that's Western. I love my jackets. Oh, my God. I love me some jackets. I love leather jackets. I got to have the fringes. I got to have all beta. I got to have my hat. Listen, I love it all. I really do. I'm a girl at heart when it comes to the Old West and stuff like that, Gunsmoke. So I love Gunsmoke. I love the Wild Wild West. I love Rifleman. I love all those old television shows. Give me all the black and white you possibly can. I don't even watch Charlie Chan. Y'all remember Charlie Chan? I know he ain't Old West, but he's black and white. I used to love Charlie Chan, Boston Blackie. You guys remember the show Boston Blackie? Love it. Yes, Elliot Ness, all that good stuff. So listen. I was always wondering about the saloon girls on Gunsmoke. You know, the saloon girls were always considered, like, low class and stuff like that. And I always wondered, I said, what's so wrong about saloon girls? Listen, in my naivete, I was just thinking, well, all they're doing is serving a drink. They're not doing anything. They're just serving drinks to the guys, talking to the men, you know, drumming up the business, having the guys to order more drinks. Boom, that's it. So listen. This show, Gunsmoke, Saloon Girls, and Condoms. So I was so curious. I said, I'm going to Google this and find out what is wrong with saloon girls. Well, I found out more than what I was thinking I was going to find out. When I Googled it, I says, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. Now, no, don't laugh at me, people. I'm being so transparent and so for real. And there's a life lesson in this. I'm going to get to that. I'm being so transparent and so for real. I didn't know that saloon girls were really considered prostitutes back then. I did not know that. I really didn't know that. So then I kept reading and reading and reading all the information that was coming up. I says, oh, wow. So, of course, way back then, they didn't have things, access to things such as we do, like different birth control. The things that they used for birth control back then, I was floored. I almost tossed my cookies reading through the list. I was like, are you kidding me? Well, listen, some of the things that they used, I know this is going to sound crazy, but it was really on there. Some of them didn't have condoms. They were available, but some people did not have condoms, and they were making condoms out of animal intestines. Animal intestines? Are you serious? What kind of good ride is that going to be? Animal intestines? I can't even imagine a man putting animal intestines on their little wee-wee and having a ride with a woman. I'm like, no, honey, I can't even imagine what that's going to smell like. So I can imagine why they're going to need a drink in the back room. You got to be sloppy drunk. You got to be really sloppy drunk to get on that. Animal intestines? My God, that stuff would be slippering off, sliding and slippering all over the place. I'm like, what? I don't know. I don't think the wee-wee could even stay in. But animal intestines, that's got to be slippery as heck. You're trying to put it in, and it's sliding all over the place. So I don't get that one. Making a condom out of animal intestines, I almost threw up. Really, reading it, I almost threw up. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Now, listen, another thing, there's some information on the bio for this particular show. You'll be able to read it for yourself, right? Listen. Another thing that really made me gag a little bit was when it said some of the things the ladies were using to help them not get pregnant was soaking a rag in vinegar. Are you trying to kill your cookie? I'm like, really, that's a sterilization process right there. Vinegar in your cookie? I'm like, you know, maybe you guys heard of this stuff before. I've never heard this before. Really, I've never heard it before. So listen, I'm very ignorant when it comes to this. I've never heard this. Soaking a rag down in vinegar, and the lady puts it up her, you know, her cookie. So listen, and then sometimes they take a douche right after. I've heard this one. A lot of people have used this, and this makes no sense to me. If you had sex, and right after sex you go take a douche, what is that going to do? All the stuff is already in you. It ain't going to reach all the way up to Mount Everest and make all the stuff come out. I'm sorry. Not going to happen. Do you know how many douche babies are walking around? I call them douche babies. That's why some folks is crazy as hell, because their mama was trying to douche the baby out, but they still came on out anyway. So listen, listen, listen. So listen, they take a douche right after the deed was done. It didn't work. Some people, of course, still got pregnant. And then it says a peach pit. The lady would put a peach pit in her cooking. How are you going to put a peach pit up in your vagina? That, to me, that doesn't even make sense. That would hurt as hell, like hell. Oh, my God, this is crazy business. So listen, let me get down to some music, because I'm sitting in my chair. I'm sitting in my studio chair with my legs all scrunched up because I'm scared somebody's going to come in here with a peach pit and tell me to try it. So listen, I got all of my muscles are just tight right now because I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen, them workers wasn't making too much money. I can see why they were starving from poverty, because they wasn't making too much money. If they was using some stuff like this, well, Jesus Christ, you know, that's a painful ride right there. A peach pit in your cookie. Oh, my God, that's hurting. Listen, 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 I got some music for you. I almost don't even know what to listen to right now, because that's just blowing my freaking mind. I had to share this stuff with you guys, because this is just wild. Listen, I got some good music that's coming up. Yes, I do. Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm exhausted. Listen, and my cookie, I hope it still works after this show, because that stuff, I'm like, I'm having hallucinations right now of a peach pit going up in my vagina. I'm pretty sure I ain't going to sleep tonight. Thank God I ain't having no gentleman caller tonight, because he wouldn't be getting nothing. You know what I'm saying up here? He had to be bringing me 10 bottles of champagne. He thought he was going to get some cookies tonight, because I'd be daydreaming. Listen, I'd be having daydreams, nightmares, and everything else. He'd have to bring up in here 10 bottles of champagne, 10 boxes of chocolate, and I still wouldn't give them no cookies, because I'd be having a nightmare sitting up with my eyes open. So listen, oh Lord, okay, let's get some music going, because this is just too much, honey. And of all songs, I'm going to play Frank Bellucci.
you know, the Kitty Kitty song, I think it's pathetic. Kitty Kitty. Listen, if some of the women was really doing this stuff back then in the old Wild West, they ain't got no kitty. They ain't got no kitty. I swear to God. And if there was a plastic surgeon available back then, they would be having plastic surgery to make them a whole new Kitty Kitty, because the one that they had showed up ain't working. So listen, listen. This is Kitty Kitty by Frank Bellucci.
Came home this morning to a cold, dark house. Not a critter was stirring, just a bark-toothed mouse. He looked at me and he said with a grin, "Kitty's gone now with the milkman again." A cold chill turned me to stone. "Here, kitty, 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 come home. Here, kitty, 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 come home. If you come home soon, I'll pet you all night. I'll scratch you around the ears. I'll make you feel right." There's a cat on the fence post. He's crying all night. Stray like myself, he's hurting inside. We're waiting for your call. We're watching the phone. A queasy in the stomach, all alone. A cold chill turned me to stone. Here, kitty, 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 come home. Here, kitty, 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 come home. Hey, to your daddy, where you belong. If you come home soon, I'll pet you all night. I'll scratch you around the ears. I'll make you feel right. Come home soon, I'll pet you all night. I'll scratch you around the ears, I'll make you feel right. That's right.
All right, all right, all right. That's Kitty Kitty by Frank Bellucci. So listen, listen, I'm still over here gagging over this soaking a rag and what is it? Vinegar and putting it up in your vagina to keep you from getting pregnant. I wouldn't even, you know what, by the time you do that, because y'all know how vinegar smell, how you going to have sex smelling like vinegar? You know what I mean? It's a wonder why most of those shows, when you're looking at Gunsmoke and they're, you know, drunk as hell, you know what I mean? I can see why they are drunk as hell, because, you know, something smelling like that, you ain't getting your groove on, baby. It'll take playing Teddy Ben, of course, these guys wasn't around back then. It would take playing Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, you know what I'm saying, some Billy Ocean, you know, everybody, Smokey Robinson, they would have to call these guys up. Listen, listen, I'm telling you, they would have to really get these guys with all kind of music playing to get something going, and you smelling like vinegar. Oh, hell to the hell to the hell to the hell to the hell, nah. You know what I mean? We're going to be playing hockey. We're going to be playing ice hockey, baby. I'm going to be on some ice skates, and I'm going to be skating around on the ice, honey, trying to tell you to come and catch me, and I'm going to be trying to get rid of that smell of the vinegar. Because, listen, if I'm smelling like vinegar, I ain't trying to do nothing with nobody. Well, maybe back in the Old West. I guess that's why they had all the dust, you know, from riding the horses. Remember, the men would come in because they had a long night riding on the horses. They'd be all dirty from the dust, right? And on Rawhide, I could see why they were so wild. They didn't care what they smelled like. They probably would smell like, you know, did they have raccoons back then? Raccoons? They were smelling like raccoons, smelling like skunks. They wasn't smelling nothing. I guess it's a whole different era. So to me, it's like, how are you going to get your groove on smelling like vinegar and all that stuff? I don't know. So it's just wild to me, baby. And what else did I read here? Listen, they also said using some herbal remedies. You know, now, if I was living back in the Old West, I think I would have went that route. But I can't see what kind of herb are you going to take that's going to keep you from getting pregnant? Listen, if you're going to take some herbs, they're talking about taking some herbs to keep you from getting pregnant, I'm thinking it's going to kill whatever in you. Listen, if you're taking something that strong that's going to keep you from getting pregnant, baby, listen, you might as well do a hand job, blow job. You know what I mean? I'd rather do some other options besides taking the risk of getting pregnant if I didn't want to get pregnant. Because, listen, if you got pregnant, that means you couldn't hardly work if you was a saloon girl. Because you, when you're showing, how you going to work in the saloon? You can't be drinking no alcohol when you're in the saloon. What you going to do? What are you going to do, my darlings? And then it says here, some of the girls, the workers, the sex workers, they would perform different types of sex, like what I was just saying. Some of them would perform, now this just knocked my socks off, anal sex. I didn't even think they did anal sex back in the 1800s. But they were into anal sex in the 1800s. Listen, do this really raw. I cannot imagine, something going up my butt. If you're a person that got a problem, and I'm pretty sure they had hemorrhoids back then, you ain't letting nothing come up your tail, honey. If you got some hemorrhoids, you might as well just take everything out. You know what I mean? You might as well take the hemorrhoids out, take your butt out, take the colon out, take everything out. That way, when the piece of meat comes up, then you ain't gonna feel anything, baby. So I'm just like, listen, I'm saying it because I'm a person from now and then. Every now and then, I do have a problem with my hemorrhoids. So I'm trying to figure out and imagine, how am I going to survive something going up there? You know what I mean? Hemorrhoids is painful. Well, listen, I got a remedy for this, and then I got some more music. I got a solution for that. Ladies, if you don't want to get pregnant and you're going to do anal sex, all you got to do is get the aloe vera. Get you about a gallon's worth of aloe vera. You won't feel nothing because, listen, aloe vera will knock out anything. It's safe. It ain't going to hurt you. Just put the aloe vera, soak it in a tampon. Soak that. Now, I'm just kidding. This is just being comical and entertaining. I'm not telling you guys to do this. Do not try this. Soak the tampon. Get you a tampon. Soak it down in the aloe vera, right? Soak it in the aloe vera. Soak it in the aloe vera as much as you possibly can. You're getting yourself ready for the anal sex, right? You got to take the tampon and put it up your butt, right? You got to put it up your butt, right? So you're getting yourself ready for anal sex. So what you're going to do is numb it back there. You're going to numb it down with the aloe vera so you don't feel any pain, okay? So you're going to let the tampon stay in your butt for about 1 hour with the aloe vera on it. You're going to have the aloe vera as cold as possible, because what you're going to do is you're going to numb all those areas back in your butt so you don't have any pain, you don't have any sensation, you don't have anything. So then you take the tampon out, and then you continue on with your anal sex. And, honey, by the time the anal sex is over, you're just going to pass out anyway because you're still going to feel something. So, listen, let me get on to the next song. I got some more music. I'm pretty much out of time up in here. I really am pretty much out of time. Now, listen, this show came about because I love me some Gunsmoke. I do. I love Gunsmoke. This one that's coming up is Glass Ceilings. I know I done busted every glass ceiling on this Gunsmoke, Sloan Girls, and condoms, right? And they said some of the people back then in the 1800s made condoms out of some type of fabric. Now, that's another thing. You ain't trying to rip yourself up, baby. What are you going to rip yourself up trying to have a good time? Listen, you might as well be having rug sex. Y'all know what rug sex is. Oh, anyway, let me play the song. This is Glass Ceiling.
Glass Ceiling. King's Legacy. Judy in this. Zone 0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-
is brewing. What we feeling is dealing, opposing the forces revealing. Champagne feeling, yeah, the air. We celebrate glass ceiling. What the Lord revealing, no limits to our dreams. We breaking through, regardless of what they do. The Lord's word standing tall, standing strong. When we gone, moving along, yeah, it does it all the fall. Never break before long, keeping strong. Of the four essence, fluorescence. While the man learn his lessons, the Lord's testing, yeah, watching the blessings. Glass ceilings, glass ceilings. We revealing, breaking through barriers and sessions. Moving through the world, courageous and bold. Watching and behold the souls along and told to break the glass ceilings. Glass ceilings.
Feeling the feeling, revenge against darkness. And the time to ignite. ever shine so bright in our glass. Never losing sight, giving up the mic, yeah. Glass ceilings tonight, we roll. The firmament seem unbreakable. Determination unshakable. We rising up, breaking through the mold. With every step we take, we behold truth, the plain in sight, we behold the goal. Even so, you know, have some hope. Late sayers, taxpayers, and mind flayers against the truth and all they do. What the future for you? Glass ceilings, yeah. Glass ceilings. In the face of adversity, we standing tall, united we rise. Breaking down every wall, no longer silent. Our voices are clear, revenge against the evildoers we hold dear. Glass ceilings, we're out, the warriors, we're ready to fight. Breaking chains, shedding the night. This is a battle, believers and non-believers, science and religion. Glass ceilings, as we taking flight. Truth in the anthem, gotten us right. Glass ceiling, glass ceiling, glass ceiling, yeah. So the world know we coming strong. With resilience, courage, we proving them wrong. Sealing, containing, limitless might. The creator has the key to open the gates tonight. Coming in the dark, shining our light amongst the states. Glass ceiling, it's what we feeling, yeah.
All right. That's Glass Ceilings. That is by Judah Lyon. Glass Ceilings by Judah Lyon. Yeah, we done broke the glass ceiling on tonight. I really think we did. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. Y'all know what? I'm going to give a short life lesson. Really, really short, short, short. Listen, you know, I was having fun talking about Gunsmoke, Sloan Girls, and condoms, but it's all about this. Y'all, listen real good. Stay with the stories real short, quick, and to the point. You know, in this lifetime, if you don't understand something, if you don't know something, what is the best thing to do? Don't stand idle in a place by yourself, unlearned, unknowing, and ignorant. Don't do that. The best thing you can do for yourself in this lifetime, while you still have breath in your body, is to ask someone that has knowledge. Ask someone that you respect. Because you know what? Having wisdom is better than not having wisdom. If you don't understand something, it's a great thing to always pray and ask God for wisdom. But listen, the best thing that you can do is pray and ask God for wisdom or ask a person that you respect, that is knowledgeable, to share with you, and you're comfortable with speaking with that person. So listen, once again, if there's something you want to learn and you don't have the information or the knowledge and you really want to know about a particular subject, ask someone. It will save you a lifetime of making errors. Knowing something today, listen, the point is this, and then I got to go. Knowing something today will save you on tomorrow. If you don't know something today, it can damage you tomorrow. And there's a lot of truth in that. I was having a lot of fun with Gunsmoke and Sloan Girls, but it is very true. Knowledge, not having knowledge, being ignorant and not having knowledge can hurt you. So you need to understand something today. So the point is this, you need to understand something today, and it will, that knowledge will save you tomorrow. Whatever you don't know on today can hurt and damage you on tomorrow because you don't know. When you don't know something, you have a higher chance of making the wrong decision. So when you have knowledge, you can make an informed decision for your life, right? So that's the lesson. That is the lesson. Once again, if you don't know something, ask someone that you respect that you can have that conversation with so that you can make informed decisions about whatever it is that you're facing. So that is the lesson on today. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and